holidays. Here's everybody, and I'll just jump right in and look at items that are found here on tonight's meeting. Cam, Steve, if that's your stuff, student achievement, I don't know, assuming everybody will be here, but have we heard otherwise, and then we're not gonna be here?
No.
Also, we're celebrating student achievement and great things happening report, so WTC, outstanding school partner. Who's gonna present that?
Roger's gonna be all right. There is a level of competition. But the tech college likes to create, that there's been a lot of problems with industry credential competitions. There will be a way, Ohio's company, if there's a little, better call, the numbers. But that's out of Weaver County, that's charter school, that's, and that's, so he's here to recognize.
Good, thank you.
I just wanted to tell them that.
And then we have your celebration.
I'll keep mine brief, my voice is very much, well, just hanging on for a minute. If I start talking too loud, it ends up, it's unpleasant, unpleasant cough. I'm sitting right next to you. I know what's pressure to cough. Yeah, that's right. But I'll keep, it's probably, obviously, there's some great things going on, and I like a couple of them.
Great, looking at the consent calendar, are there any items that board members have regarding the first four? Personnel, financial reports, minutes. And then we approve of the various groups.
Just say on Amber Letcher, we interviewed for that position, we had made the investment to put another assistant principal there, we made those interviews. She was the outstanding candidate, but hadn't obtained her, had been licensed at that point. So this action was continued upon successful completion of her getting that license. So it's to ratify that, we keep going. Anything else she's found that?
No, she's been working there as the assistant principal, but without a license to the pace, and now she'll get to take on those additional responsibilities under office direction.
Will she be here with us?
I'll let you guess.
So as soon as we get through the consent calendar, which. Student travel, question.
I have one, not on the traveling itself, but on the forms. I thought we went to a standard form, you know, those two different forms.
I was about to check one of them didn't have that.
Well, my, you know, it seemed like the one from Ogden, if I remember right, that's what I was trying to pull out, but kicked me back out. Was more standard than, say, federal ones for the Bonnie Lassie. I thought they had a standard form of, so, but we're all pretty much the same and stuff.
Right.
That was the only question I had about. Looking out.
What's happened here, we'll find out for sure, but what it looks like is it downloaded perhaps incorrectly.
Yeah, it depends on how they download it.
So it should be the same information, but not the same presentation. I don't know, that's something we could look at in terms of how it's downloaded across different formats, but the main thing is formatting. But, you know, we'll take a look at that.
Because ours and mine is real clean and that type of thing.
Yeah.
Any other questions regarding those two things?
I thought we had asked about background checks, checklists. Because that woman is sending two school administrators, which I don't know who they are, or one administrator. It just seems like I always have a question every time there's student travel, because they're just not answering the questions.
So we can certainly pull from the consent when we get more information.
So, yeah, Kimberly and Marissa, are the ones who
don't know their parents or...
So, as far as if it's a parent, do we need a background check still for that?
So, yeah, in the policy for volunteers, it just says that volunteers count as a non-employee with significant unsupervised access to students. So if they have significant unsupervised access to students, they would need to get a background check before going.
So we have one administrator and two parents that we know of, and they've got a fourth one. So potentially nice to know who that other person is.
We'll just make a motion in the meeting that you would remove items, those items, 5A or 5E, that issue with those, we'll send it back for...
In the board policy. No. Well, I'm assuming the advisory does, and of course, the school administrators.
You just want to check and make sure.
Well, yeah, because we did have an incident a few years ago with Ogden High, and so it's been a pet peeve of mine ever since that.
Which is good. Shouldn't be Becky one, which is done for us.
No, I just wondered if there was a way to tell if they had it happen.
Thanks, Chris.
Yep. Do you think maybe that ought to be added to this form? So, there won't be a question next time if, yes, we've done all the background check.
Want to take that one, Paul?
That woman has the two names and one administrator.
But I mean, we'd be able to.
Ogden High just says three or four.
Checks all the right things. Yeah, we don't know that.
Well, that'd be a great discussion. Recommendations if we brought out policy and law.
Yeah.
This is probably written.
Many years ago.
We added a couple of lines, but if there's more that needs to be added, I'm just like that false and that succession just so when our schools are filling them out, it's a little more clear and it's supposed to be really like
But oftentimes, if it's something that the school is asking them to do, we can bill a school. So if the schools request that, we can bill a school for that.
I mean, I kind of get a little bit if you're not sure if somebody's work schedule can arrange. It's still out in December and we have all marches, but I have some idea, but now it comes. If we find out if our report board meeting, can we go forward? If we don't, we pull them both.
You want to send it to me? I can look up our coaching list or whatever. I don't have those.
Already logged in the board book.
Or how do I find it on? I'm in board book, but I couldn't find it.
Okay, let me check.
Moving to the camera upgrade, item 6. Anything we need to know about that you want to know? Other than sound good, good pictures,
So remember, quasi mathematical formula I shared a couple weeks ago that falls into line with that. It is a little bit over what was estimated for the year, but we'll actually take the cameras from Mount Ogden and move some to Grant Street to support the new school.
that we had already that. We talked about seven, see what you guys report, and we'll jump into the business administrator's report. Anything you want to touch on? No, I don't have much to those. Seems pretty self-explanatory. Board committee reports, we met since last.
Merry Christmas.
Joyce, that we had you guys met.
Yeah, last year's.
And Jennifer, you'll be the only one to take care of that time. Anybody sign up for public participation? So then we'll jump right into increasing student achievement, DDK report, turn it to Ken, we'll turn it over probably. And then you'll just, since they're done, we'll just let you jump right into the elementary project. Anybody have questions regarding those two pieces of items for Ken?
I can.
You do?
Well, I sent those. I had a question about the, what was involved in the cost of the permits that you get from the city. And I think superintendent asked you that.
The soft cost?
Yeah.
Just a.
$20,000 for permits. I didn't know what all was involved in that. I forgot my other question.
So that's an estimate for, so the ROW stands for right of way permit. So that's like tying in to sewer lines and water mains, the fees associated with that. So generally we don't have a lot of fees, but there are.
It's more than just paperwork.
Yeah. And again, that's an estimate. We also, on some of these estimates, we are estimating a little high so that we don't have to come back and be like, it was actually 21,000. Can we have another 1,000? Yeah. So I don't anticipate it being nearly that much. So there is a little bit of cushion on that.
Okay.
But that's what the right way comes into it.
The soft cost it listed. The architect firm didn't add it. There's somewhere I didn't see BDKs. Are they not considered part of this?
Because we'd already approved their contract, I didn't put it in here.
So we're not counting that their share was.
I just didn't put that in here because I was asking for approval for all of this stuff, and since theirs had already been approved, I didn't put it in there, but we have those numbers.
Any questions? Any other questions?
Well, it's just nice to see this improvement.
This was about, well, even with the alternates, it was about $14 a square foot less than one that we did just a week earlier in Davis County. And then they have a second one that bid that same day as well. So one bid at $275 and I believe the other one was $281 with the information I was given. So we're very happy with the pricing that we got.
Of comparable sized
just other element or just other school projects that are full school size, not a small. So something like Wasatch, you're not going to have a good comparison because you don't get a good economy of scale, right? Because it's only 18,000. Whereas these other projects were full schools.
It's the best price per square foot we've seen in a while.
For a while.
Yeah.
Any other questions? If not, let's go to was Madison turnaround process. Questions or how do we handle that? Turn it over to JM to run with it.
Yes. Yes, if you just give that to me, I'll just say a few words and Julie is, will be here and has a presentation for you.
Maybe you'll just go right into the next one.
Right, and that one's not very long, so yeah.
So the action item five, I'm seeing some things that could potentially be moved up in the calendar or not. Help me understand those. Policy board revision.
Yes, substance abuse one was just because the state changed the legal age to 21 to buy into these products. So we just had a little look at it and found the policy for that.
These will be our samples tonight.
I'm on. Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. So with regards to those, of course, I just did
I'd be okay with this.
With all of them?
As long as we all understand that they're approved.
Yeah.
On first reading, not approved to come back
correct.
For a second.
Right.
Right. Just approved on the first reading.
Yes. What is it? 7.60 or 06?
Yeah, code of conduct.
Yeah. So I'm just looking through. And on flax and pants. Add what? Okay, it says inappropriate slacks or pants includes, but it's not limited to, sweatpants, exercise pants, beach shorts, short shorts, bib overalls, loose baggy clothing, leggings, and any spandex or other form-fitting pants, such as for biking. So, and I'm sorry, the line above it says pants, slacks worn in the workplace are expected to project a professional image. And the school that I'm at, you don't see any adults wearing any of the jeans that are torn, and which is nice to see. And
did we see that? And teacher, I have not said that, but
so I'm just you've got a problem and you need to add it.
I'm not. Just by are you talking like this? Well, any rips, right? I mean, in Levi's, yeah.
Well, if I am,
right? Yeah. Designer rips.
They're expensive.
But maybe adding
it to cover.
Does the professional appearance in the line above meet that need? That if that concern comes up, we can address it through that, or we can clarify.
We're talking about employees here.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that professional would cover a lot of things. Want to be specific, discover yourself. You know?
It just seems like more and more we're getting clothing that is torn, you know, and in the jackets. So.
I don't know. I kind of look funny to me, I'm sorry, but it just thought maybe that.
Well, if it's non disruptive and those kind of things, which, you know.
To be clear, we're talking about employee, not student. Or are we talking
right.
Both?
No, student is a different.
Appropriate for the situation. Well, my one for student. You could approve on first reading one of the direction to the staff to make some revisions and bring them back for second reading. Mm-hmm. Yeah, or if you feel like you need more explicit language, sometimes using as explicit language, sometimes. It depends on interpretation. If it says this, and then there's some other attire that doesn't necessarily cover. So it's a balance between something too general leaves too much room for interpretation, leading to something so specific that it rules out opportunity to transition the same standard on a different line of attire, for lack of a better word, that might otherwise fall under a more general description, but.
Well, then maybe just take it up, maybe with the one person that, you know, and this other covers it. So you're not really bringing attention to it.
Right, definitely one-on-one conversations.
Yeah, and sometimes you don't have to just discuss it with one.
Mm-hmm. And so the question is on whether this is policy and order that we really entertain is does it allow, and I use the word cover, does it allow the cover necessary for someone who has a direct report who may not be dressed professionally to go and have that conversation with them, within an interpretation of how it's written? And like I said, if it becomes so explicit and specific, then you expect to see an exhaustive list, which are hard to come by. But again, Susan, to your point, if it's too broad, then everyone's like, well, I don't see how I fit this style into this. Or if it becomes too subjective. I tend with policy or even rules is to allow just that degree of what the litmus test becomes is what is or how did we define professional or a distraction or a disruption. And then that, of course, is left largely to some interpretation of this. So, but I guess that's the litmus test question is, does the language allow enough cover to have a conversation regarding certain attire? And I see that it does in that previous sentence, but Susan, if there's something there that you want a little bit more explicit, we can work on some language and see what you think.
Yeah. What does everyone else think?
Well, but this is under procedures, so not under the actual policy.
It's covered because it's under professional dress, so I think those are professional.
To your point, one thing, sometimes policies, if you start to get too specific, then it might be tears in jeans today, and tomorrow the new style might be something else, and to try and keep on top of that. So I think, to your point in covering, does the professional appearance cover enough and give enough flexibility to have those one-on-one conversations as opposed to trying to get too specific on styles? We know that styles change frequently. And that would be my two cents.
Okay.
So we're okay with moving our consent calendar. Mm-hmm. All right. And after our meeting, we'll have a closed session for discuss this evaluation. So questions for that, we'll just say we'll talk about it. Understand you're bringing chocolate and things like that. Sure.
Mentioned that the other day.
Yeah. Yesterday, we were talking about what it would look like to bring to the work session in February.
So, Paul, I've been thinking about what you mentioned. You had opened up created a document file for NFBA. Remember, we had.
I had done that last year when we were. Yes.
So
created a shared document that we all provided. But we talked about downloading and doing that. If you'd like to, I would share some of our document and can identify what sessions you went to, some of the key takeaways, the experience, and the process of what I might have done to move forward.
Okay.
I'll start with that conversation.
So like the item you sent out for the board committees, we opened them up, mm-hmm. We typed on them. Has anyone looked at that and added to that other than I saw Joyce did and I did it. Anybody else here? I haven't looked at it.
So there's a shared document. I don't think Jen
has. Now, when you're at Old Faithful Lane, you don't get.
Is that where she is?
Yeah.
Good for her. Anyway,
so we'll do something like that to start with. People can add things to it, and then in February, that will be the basis for us to start our dialogue. Anything else?